We do enter into the tabernacle of Yahweh on this Shabbat to worship, to praise you, and to esteem your name very highly. We come before your presence, Yahweh, to thank you as we consider all things that you have done in our lives. Breaking the snares, the shackles of the powers of bondage, bringing us into the marvelous light and the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach to bring us before your presence. And for that we thank you and rejoice this Shabbat. We lift our voices and our hands to the Shemayim, and we do thank you for all things. You have given us life and health today. You've given us the strength of your truth to rely upon your living words and to obey your living word. You have given us the minah, the understanding, to seek your face continuously and to seek your counsel your way. For without that we have no life at all. For it is the living example of your Torah in Yahshua HaMashiach. And we that pursue the very same footsteps that he walked in, we can live righteously, pure and clean in this present world. So we ask you to pour out your mighty power in this house today. HaKodash Ruah. The heart will be filled with a deep conviction. We may understand the time, the hour that we are in. We may know the purpose that you have made us. That is not to serve the powers of darkness, to give ourselves over unto every deception of man, but to bow down and to worship you, Yahweh, just like the Melechim of the Shemayim, as they fall down with the elders and worship you and cry out because you are the source of their bread and their lives. Without you we have no life. Without the knowledge of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, we have no assurance of the precious hope in the life to come. For we can see by evidence, as we prune back the orchard, the different trees, some have buds that have already budded. And yet we cut back some of the life to produce life. And as we begin to see the spring of the year, we will begin to see the blossoming of life that flows continuously from a simple tree. You have made man, and he is greater than any tree collection. You have made man, and he is greater than the tulips of the field. Oh, we understand that Solomon, in all of his array of magnificent eloquence, living and lifestyle, in all of that, his beauty was not as splendid as a singular lily of the field. We believe that, Yahweh. But you are mindful of man. You visit man every day. And you cause your Ruah to breathe upon man. Breath to feel his inward parts. And that the life of your hope resurrect in him. And he becomes a living, vital organism of the praises of your way. So we understand what you have done with man, his purpose. And in knowing that, we will shabak you and worship you with a great intensity like no other time upon the face of the earth. So we ask you, in the precious hope, Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, bless this house today. And those that gather in many parts of these United States and around the world, we pray that your power fill the bayhats of worship. Look upon them mightily and strengthen them. As we pray for the hosts of those throughout these United States, I pray for Elder there in St. Lucius Island, Elder Butcher. I ask you to bless Sister Bernice Hawkins, and as they fellowship there in Jamaica, to strengthen them. We ask your blessing to be richly upon Elder Martin in Kenya. Your strength to fill the heart of Brother Sylvester there in Kenya. We ask you to strengthen in a mighty way. Touch mightily your way. By the power of your strength and your Ruach, Pastor Babu, in such abject poverty, touch him mightily. Bless his heart. As we ask your blessing upon Pastor Joey Griffin and Elder Basil there, Pastor Hunter and Pastor Brown and Pastor Andy Israel, Elder Baker, and all of those that are listening by the via live stream of the internet, that you feel the home of Brother and Sister Brantley and their son, Alex. We ask you to bless Brother and Sister Heath there in Pickering, Ontario. Bless them mightily. I pray for my young friend there in London, Brother Noel. What a poignant letter your way. And how his heart has been blessed by the hearing and the preaching of the words. We ask you to bless Sister Pamela and Sister Catherine to strengthen Almighty Yahweh, Brother Lewis and his wife, Sister Christina, and their son. We pray for the sister last night, the one that I conversed with, that your profound truth is being revealed in such a way that in all of her doctrinal teachings in her Bible college, she finds them to be wrong. There is only one way. Your way is the right way, Yahweh. And your people are all over the world. And we know that. So we pray for the house, Sister Tucker, and the children there in Kentucky. Brother Tucker, as he travels. We pray for the brothers and sisters that are in great dilemmas, great trials of affliction, that you bless them mightily. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. You said that you will bless those, and they shall prosper that bless Jerusalem. And we bless the city of Yahweh. Pray, we pray that you bless your seed everywhere. Touch those that need healing, touching their bodies today. Give them great understanding for your purpose and your calling. For the time is at hand, Yahweh. I believe that there is only one purpose to live. That is to please you. To do all things according to your pleasure. We pray for our enemies. We bless you for them. I bless you for this fellowship. I bless you for this community life. I thank you. I will not be ashamed of it. I will not deny my true brother and sister for some carnal association with those that are filled with the paganism of the world. But I will hold fast to your truth. And I will stand upon it with every fiber of my strength. We will do it all in the mighty name and the hope of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. For that, Yahweh, we bless you. And we do praise you. And we thank you for all things. Let us all hear today as we rejoice in your presence. In the tabernacle of Yahweh, the Bayat, we worship you and we Shabbat you mightily, Yahshua's mighty name, and all the saints cried, Hallelujah, way, Hallelujah, way, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands. Shabbat Him, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Yahweh.
As you, Almighty Yahweh, have thank set you, all things in order by the power of your spoken word. So we ask you today, as we pray unto you, to set this house, this bayat, in order by the power of your spoken words, that you may speak to the heart, the mind, the ruah of your people, that we may hear, that we may be attracted unto you, Yahweh, and desire to please you above all things. We pray for the host of the listeners today. Bless each heart, touch each mind, that they may hear so many things your way, taking place throughout the world. There's not a generation that loves you. The parents don't love you. The sons and the daughters, the grandparents. It's a generation that despises you, rejects the simplicity of your Torah living. We live according to your counsel and your government. Our lives are ruled by the spoken and the written word of your way. We walk circumspectly in a time that is so evil and so vile. Lesser man has the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. He cannot withstand in this hour. So I pray that this house, those that listen, those that we pray for, those that we don't even call their names, they will let the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach be in them as well. And that mind is to please Yahweh, and all that one does is to please Abba Yahweh. So this day we bless and we thank you for this service of fellowship, for the gathering in this tabernacle. Bless your man servant that he may speak with great clarity, and that the heart of your people may understand without questions or receive the truth unadulterated, that their hearts may be softened and delivered. We ask all things in your sure mighty name, and we bless you, Yahweh. And all the saints said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and tell them, good to see you. Bless you. Yahweh, bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm satisfied with all that he is doing, as the old Kiddushims would say. Whatever he does, it is a blessing to me. And so I do thank him for that. And I bless him for all that he is doing and what he has done. For there is no other that is like Yahweh. There are many gods today, many distractions that are distracting the attention away from the things that are most vital and important. Mindset that is so corrupt and so vile, and I despise Yahweh's truth. It's being orchestrated and done by the powers that be, because man rejects Torah revelation. And Yahweh gives them over unto every kind of seductive power there is, and it seduces the mind. It alters the mind and the being of an individual, whereby one cannot think with the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. This is a generation that has a mind that is so removed from the love of Yahweh. It is a people that the mind is so corrupt and vile. Because of the power of bewitching, it has persuaded the minds to establish idols and gods, and rituals, that Yahweh is nowhere even in the thought process of this generation. And he must declare his power unto a people that he has set apart, that he has separated, that they may truly serve him and obey him in all that he commands them to do. What kind of an avat will speak to his son or his daughter and not expect them to obey him? The mind of this generation is bewitched because the Torah truth is not the ruling power to govern one's mind. I said to my wife this morning as I read in the Observer, a very wealthy man in Charlotte, he is the president of the accountant division of Wachovia Bank. And the homes that he lived in, they began at $500,000 up. No run-of-the-mill homes. This was not the hood. This was not someone on Skid Row. Very bright, intelligent man, perceived to be. That he took his twin daughters, 6 years old, and he butchered and bludgeoned them to death, stabbed them to death. Now, the reason I'm saying this, because I want us to understand the power that the mind of this generation is altered. It has been changed by the powers to be. Why? Because we have rejected Yahweh. It is one thing that Shaitan said unto HaMashiach. He said, I know that you can command these stones to be made bread, that it will be a strength and a source of life. I know that you're hungry, so command the stones to be made bread, to give you the substance and the essence of life. Now that is what this generation has been given over unto. The things that are cold and adamant against Yahweh, their laws and their traditions, their family traditions. It is against what Yahweh commands us to walk in. So he said, take these cold, lifeless things and make them to be a substance of life. And that's what man has done. He has taken idols and things and made them to be the center and the focus of the lives of many today. I said to my wife, there were many things in the article that were just catching as to what they said. It said that the young daughter's room that they slept together, it was all decorated with Winnie the Pooh. And as I thought about that, how that these idols of darkness and the parents today, they are too unsophisticated. They're ignorant. They don't know the power of Yahweh and these idols and powers and these beings. You're dealing with extreme powers. And they advertise them to you and your children that they seem like little cuddly things. They have no power of persuasion to dilute the mind of many. These things are against the creation of Yahweh. No animal can talk. No man is a Spider-Man swinging because Yahweh made a man. He did not make a beast and a creature of that nature. These are gods. These are gods. These are idols and they are beings. And these are the powers to persuade the minds of the children. Do you understand? And the minds of the parents, they seem so innocent, don't they? They seem as though they have no power to persuade, and yet they persuade. You tell me a beast beginning to talk to me? A spider that, a man that turns himself into a spider or some creature? You tell me that that is not the working of hell to persuade and to alter the very consciousness of an individual? And that's why there are some children cannot go to bed without these things. That's why they must decorate their rooms with these gods and these idols. And their minds are more in tune to that than they are with the things of Yahweh. As I thought about that, I reminisce as a young child my life. We did not have those kinds of things. We had skateboards and bicycles. We ran. So it made our minds sharp and it kept us sharper than this generation. Because we exercise ourselves and that bread of idleness, Yahweh tells us not to eat the bread of idleness. And so the bread of idleness could not pollute our minds. These are the powers of bewitching to alter the mind and the acceptability of the things to come in the minds of your children and you as well, parents. That's why you see nothing wrong with it. That's why there's no problem with it. And so they dress your sons and daughters in these idols of darkness. They open their hearts unto them, and that's why you dress them that way. And they give them these things that are totally against Yahweh. Where it is not significant. I know it's not significant. What will cause a daddy that kisses his little children every night, a man of extreme wealth? I looked at the home and it looked like a castle. Man that possessed all the things that one could ever think of having. And yet he walks into their bedroom and stabs them to death with multiple stab wounds. And then he calls the police and said, I've killed my daughters. They're 6 years of age. And I'm going to kill myself. And yet he had no strength to do that unto himself, but he killed them. And yet he will tell you he loved them, would he not? And yet we invite every kind of strange power to bewitch. And when a mind is bewitched, it is altered from the truth that one cannot obey the truth. One cannot obey and receive truth. And it is one thing that Shaitan does. He continuously bombards the mind with these images and these powers and these spirits that they will take root and strength in the heart of the mass populace. And that's what we see today. They have altered and changed the ability of a man's mind to think. That is why Jesus said unto the saints of Philippi, you must let. Yahweh's not going to compel it. He's not going to force it. It is an agreement that I love you. I will let this mind of HaMashiach, this mind that did all things to please you, I will let this mind be in me as well. Now think about your mind today. What is the most important thing to that natural carnal mind? It's not it's all about pleasing you. That mindset is about what I want, what I desire. You can reject what I'm saying, but I'm dealing with Yahweh's people, and I will show examples in Scripture. It is either that we are the people of Yahweh or we are not. And everything in Scripture identifies His house and His people. Tell me, what will cause a mother and a father to take their child and to sacrifice it unto the gods of Molech and Mocham, that they would be consumed in the fire of sacrifice unto a deity of darkness that they did not even know, had not worked any mighty miracles among them, had not proven himself, but yet they sacrificed their children unto that. Well, Pastor Roberts, I will never do that. Yet they sacrificed the minds of their children unto a dark, devious world, unto the institutions of the world today. They sacrifice their children, their minds unto that. And they take glory because that is the power of their God. And that is their God's name, glory. And they take glory in those things. They take great resolve in that. And yet the minds of these institutions and the minds of their powers to control every aspect of our lives. They tell you what to buy, what kinds of clothes are fashionable. They tell you how to exploit yourself sexually. They tell you how to be seductive. They remove you away from the youthfulness of your age and try to make you something that you're not. It takes the beauty of an old gray-headed man and makes him want to think that he is someone young and still virile and strong, and he is not. Now this is the power to bewitch one today. And it begins at childbirth. It begins with the idols. It began with the superheroes. There's only one that is super, and that is Yahweh. No one else. And so what it does is supplant that mind with the mind of darkness and remove the mind that emanates Yahweh and bless Him. And the parents are ignorant today and they get offended and upset because you tell them that these things you must be constantly reminded of them. That's why you go back. That's why you go back like a dog. That's why you go back like a swine to his own filth and you wallow there because you're not reminded that the mind is not pure. It's not the pure mind of Yahweh. It can't be stirred up. When a mind is seared, it can't be stirred up. And that's this wicked generation. You're not going to put anything before Yahweh. You're not going to put anything before His righteous law. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, anyone. You're not going to do that. You're not going to put the expedience before Him. Nothing at all. He tells us to set our affection on things that are above. Now this daddy walks into the bedroom of a 6-year-old. Who is 6 years old in here? Stand up, little girl. You're six? Stand up. What can she do to me? Tell me. Come here. You think she can hurt me? Twist my arm. Twist it with both arms. Twist it. Twist it. You think you can handle me? A little thing like that, and you take a knife and stab her in the neck. Stab her there. No daddy would do that. That's not the power of a man to do that. It is the bewitching of one's mind. It is the control of Shaitan. Well, no one, that would not happen to me. You're fools. This is a foolish generation. It's a generation of stupidity. A generation that doesn't know Yahweh. I want to show you something in Scripture. Why? Because they are eating the seed of deception. I said to Brother Allen, I was looking to purchase some seeds. And of course, I like to buy the heirloom seeds. I don't like the hybrids and the genetic altered seeds. And I said to Brother Allen, as I was looking in a catalog called Baker's, he's a young man. He started this business when he was about 15, 16 years old. Beautiful young man, if you see his picture. He was about 15, 16 years old. Started a business, heirloom seeds. People come from all over the world to visit his place in Missouri. All over the world. You understand the mindset of that? See, we don't teach our children that today. Because we allow the powers to be to control their minds. And every parent is going to stand before the judgment of Yahweh. I'm telling you that now. And so I was looking at his catalog. And there was a book entitled, it was called Seeds of Deception. They're literally altered the seeds that carry these carcinogens, death, what we eat. Our bodies don't function. And that is what the powers of be have done. They have actually sown the seeds. The scripture says that Yahweh, he went and he sowed the good seed. And that is the power of his total revelation. And then the wicked one, he came and he sowed the tares. And your sons and your daughters, even you look as though that you're right. But when it comes down to the pure essence of the heart, when you're challenged by the truth of Yahweh, then we actually see what's in you. And so there are seeds of deception that cause the mind to be altered and change and turn away from the Torah of Yahweh. And that's what the seed of Christianity has done. That's what the seed of these beings that have proliferated in this hour, superheroes, that you want your sons and your daughters to be associated with that. Something is pagan in your mind. There's a paganism there. I understand what the word pagan really means. I understand its origin too. I don't understand why people use it. Actually, the word pagan really doesn't mean some idol worship. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. I understand what it means, brothers and sisters. I like to know what words mean when I use them. You understand? I know what it means. Look it up and see what it means. Truly, its origin, its etymology. And so you got this mindset today that parents cannot even see or understand. And the children have not been taught the principles and the disciplines of the Torah of Yahweh. So what? There is something in a man, in his inward beings, that there is a center of worship and it must be satisfied. It has to be. And so we fill their minds with these beings, these powers that have been created by the dark senses of men, who are controlled by powers of darkness and demonic forces, and they create these superficial characters. You find your children doing the same thing, and you acting the very same way. That's why they took all of their curious arts and they sold them, they brought them and they burnt them. Israel, without a judge, they always gravitated back to their wickedness. And that's why you gravitate. That's why you go back to those wicked, polluted things. Because you cannot hear, and you don't have the mind to hear what Yahweh says. We must have the mind of HaMashiach to hear Yahweh. Did he obey him in everything that he commanded him? Everything, didn't he? That's why we need that mind. That's why we need that discipline. Well, what was the mind of that? What was HaMashiach? Well, he was the perfect Torah of Yahweh in flesh. He had the power of HaKodesh, Ruah, the set apart Ruah, Spirit of Yahweh, to conform to everything that the Torah taught. And he did that. Now, what is the spirit of this world today? It is one that is entrenched in devious dark powers. And we see them at the bedrock of everything, of our education institutions, our schools, our homes, our families. We see that. We see them controlled by one of the most devious powers there is. And that thing is called the Tell. It gives us the vision of darkness, how to act, how to carry on, how to present ourselves. And we are consumed with that today. It's not of Yahweh. Believe me, if you had the opportunity, many of you all here, you would do it. Just because I will not allow it. You're not going to do it here. You would do it here. But I won't allow you to do it here. You taking lordship on that, I take lordship. Call it what you want to. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I will rule that. Emphatically, without a doubt. Because I know what's taking place. You see, they have taken this mind of man. If you listen yesterday, you watched the stock market fall tremendously. 351 points. We see the barrel of oil just creeping up $68 a barrel. This is a dumb generation. It is one thing that when that thing was invented in 1919, it became the strength of the homes in the 50s. And they began to talk about a ignorant box, a dumb tube, and it has brought this generation down to a stupor of stupidity. It is an ignorant generation. It is a generation that has no strength of truth. Our forefathers, our grandparents, I do not care whether they were in slavery or poor trash. They have a sense of understanding of things that was decent and right. They had that sense. Today we don't have that. Today we're not taught that. And so today's parents have been brought up in an era of proliferation of ignorance. For that's all they know the dad is. They were consumed with television. They were consumed with video games. I'm talking about you daddies that are in your 30s now. 35, 36. You mamas that age. And so what they replicate or what they teach them are the things that the powers that be that have taught them. And so they condescend, and so they will take the things of Yahweh and they compromise with those things because that is what that generation has taught them to do. Now, not our parents. They didn't compromise. Not parents. My mother was a loose woman, 6 children by 6 different men, but she had principles and what she taught us, they were right. You understand? They were the right things. They were good things, although she was ignorant. She didn't know. She didn't have understanding, but she had a sense of what was truth. Now this generation doesn't possess that. And they have sold themselves. They have sold themselves because everything that they eat today is filthy. The parents eat the filth and the children. And so they don't know how to feed them. I want to begin here. I want to read something. Yeah. Scripture says in Daniel, chapter 1. Well, Pastor Roberts, you're deceiving us. Am I? You deceive yourself. I want to read this letter before I read this from Daniel. A young brother wrote me a letter. I tell Brother Allen, I can tell. It's one thing that we can tell. We know where people are coming from visiting our website. And I chronicle that every day. I know. I do a remembrance in my mind and I can tell the addresses and the countries, the states that they're coming from. And I always tell Brother Allen that they're going to contact me soon. That there is someone in Italy, they listen all the time. They haven't contacted me yet, but they will. In Milan, Italy. I said to him, there is someone in the United Kingdom. They constantly stay on the web page, and they listen all the time. I say they will eventually contact me, and they do. I know when someone is going to contact me. And so, you may say I'm deceiving you, but here Yahweh sends me a young witness. A young 16-year-old man. Beautiful spirit. I want to read what he wrote to me. He says, hello, Pastor Roberts and the rest of the congregation. My name is Noel Kasumpang. I am 16 years old, currently here in England. I was originally from the Philippines. As I moved here to England, he said, and I was separated. That caught my attention. He said, I was separated from the congregation and currently living with non-believers. But even though that's the case, I still continue to try my best to walk in your ways way. Look at his testimony. Here's a 16-year-old boy, and that we are adults. We don't even have the ru'ah that this young lad has. I want to show you why I say that. He says, I have to admit that I was given tests, and I have failed most of them. He said, I failed them, Pastor Roberts. He said also that my faith is not strong yet. He said, I just would like to say that this website helped me strengthen my faith. Pastor Roberts, you are indeed a talented speaker. Now I have to laugh at that one. And the way you preach, listen to what he says, and the way you preach Yahweh's word is outstanding in helping me soften my heart. And that's all right. That's from a 16-year-old. He's a very bright young man. That's why he's in England. He's probably some exchange student. He's not just a run-of-the-mill in the Philippines. Very bright, very intelligent. His diction, his grammar is pretty good. He says, I hope to meet you someday. I thank Yahweh for you. If you got time, I hope you can stay in touch with me. This is my address, which you are, wrote the young man, and told him to listen to the broadcast, to listen. Now here's a young man that is 16 years old. I understand what he's going through in England. I know that world there in England. The European countries, they're corrupt. More corrupt than this nation. And I understand his battles. And yet he is at a household with these unbelievers, these Philistines, these Gentiles. Yet in the midst of that, Yahweh causes his young, tender heart to hear and to understand and to know that there is one that has spoken the things that cause my heart to be softened and pliable for Yahweh. And in this house, our hearts are adamant because there's corruption. Because of what you eat, it alters your ability to think with the mind of HaMashiach. We don't have the mind of Yahshua, Messiah. You have a mind that is sensual and earthly. And that mind, because it is easy to be persuaded, it goes with the flow of the carnal thing. Any man that say that he loves Yahweh, any man that loves the world or care for the things of the world, then the love of Yahweh is not in him. I don't care what you say. I don't care who you are. His love is not in you at all. For all that is in the world is the love, is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and one another, listen, and the pride of life. It is not of Yahweh. When a man loves Yahweh, he keeps his Torah. He obeys it. And so Yahweh sends me a witness of a young 16-year-old to tell me, preach, Pastor Roberts. It has blessed my heart tremendously. This is a great strength to me. And I will write him. And I will stay in touch with him. Because maybe one day he may come and visit. I talked with a sister last night. I believe she was from Liberia, one of the countries in Africa. She's in Switzerland. She said, Pastor Roberts, I attend a Bible college. Yet as I listen to this truth from the broadcast, I know that these things are not right. And I want to do it right, according to Yahweh's will. And you must do it that way. The idols, that is what it is. Scripture tells us not to eat the bread of idleness. It gives us the pattern of a young virtuous woman. It gives us a pattern of a pure wife. And you try to break that with your wickedness and your pride to strengthen anything beside that, you're wicked. You don't know the power of Yahweh because it tells the young woman. It gives her her direction in life. And yet we take a pagan institution of the world, and the televisions, and the powers to draw, the radios, and the rappers, and all of these people, they persuade the mind because it is against Torah truth. It is carnal. It is against Yahweh. Isn't that amazing? Because, can I say this? Most of the millionaires in America, I want to say this, they don't even have an education. Most of them. How many of the rappers? How many of the movie stars? Really? How many of the basketball players? How many of the entrepreneurs? Very few. And this wickedness of this generation, it defies the Binah of Yahweh. What is his Binah? His understanding. We have in the mind of Yahshua. Did he accomplish all things that Yahweh commanded him? I will show you what this generation is doing. I will show you what you're doing. You two parents. It says in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. It says, Daniel purpose. This is what he did. And there's no purpose today. There's no thought out pure desire. So Daniel purpose in his lab, in his heart. There's no purpose today in the hearts of many today. That purpose is to satisfy Yahweh. He purposed in his love. He will not defile. He will not pollute himself. He will not desecrate himself. He purposed that. Regardless to what others did, he said he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Do you understand that? He said, I will not defile myself with the portion of what the king offers. And we know who is the God of this world. And what does he offers? Everything that he offers, and I use this expression, quote, it is a glory, a pride and haughtiness that elevates the flesh. Everything that Yahweh commands us to do, it elevates him. Anything we do draw attention to us, it is pagan, it is not of Yahweh. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the profession is. There's only one profession of the people of Yahweh, and that we are sons of Yahweh. That's our profession. And our vocation is to please Him in all we do. Period. You go against that, I don't care who you are. You establish a pagan ritual and a rite, and it is not of Yahweh. He means what he says. And for some reason we think he doesn't mean that. Was Daniel not a very intellectual man? Sure he was. He was brighter than all of them. He was something about him that they took notice of him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were bright young men. And yet the king said, I want you to eat my bread and learn my ways. Show that when I tell you to bow down to the gods of the plains of Dura, you will bow down. And Daniel knew that eating the bread, he will pollute himself. Now, what is the bread or the meat of this hour? We see what Shaitan is doing. That's why you bow down to every kind of unclean, defile thing there is. You will bring anything into your mind and allow it to rule you. You will bring anything in your homes that disregard Yahweh. You would allow anything in your home to perpetuate that has no esteeming of the power and the honor of Yahweh. That is wicked. And that's just the truth. Period. And so Daniel said, I will not consume that. I will not eat this meat. I will not eat this religious meat today. And we see the world is steeped in religion. It is taught in the cartoons. It is taught in every facet of life. It is one thing about man. There is a form of religious practice that he is going to practice. When a man rejects Yahweh, he is going to practice some religion. If it's some self-preservation or self-identity or getting to know himself. When a man finds out himself, he will find out he is filthy, he is foul, he is wicked, and he is worthless. That's what he consists of. Filthy flesh. Stinks. Has no value. And nothing cleanses that like the cleansing of Yahweh's truth. Your dignity will not cleanse that. It takes truth to cleanse that. Your position in life will not cleanse that. It takes Yahweh's truth to cleanse it. It takes Yahweh's word to cleanse it. So Daniel will not eat the bread. He will not eat the meat. And we're trying to eat this polluted, unclean meat. We're eating swine flesh. They give you swine flesh. They give you every kind of filthy thing. Every kind of vile thing. Every kind of beastly thing. Just like the beast, this kingdom, this government, which has the nature of a beast. And the only thing it can feed you is unclean, beastly things. And that's what rises up in the nature of man today. That's why we're so beastly. That's why our nature is so beastly. Because the mind has been altered. Yahweh did not give man that mind. The mind we have today, He did not give us that mind. That mind did not come from Yahweh. It did not. It's a mind that is foul and evil and corrupt. And Daniel would not eat the food of the king, but he had the purpose that in his left first. When a man purposes to do something righteously, he can do it. That's why we must always be reminded of the same thing over and over and over again, because there's no purpose in your own love. There's no true purpose. But Daniel purposed that nothing was going to defy that. Made no difference who it was and what it was. But he purposed in his heart that he would not eat the king's meat, nor drink the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the rulers of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. He said, I don't want that. Give me what nobody else wants. I want that which is clean. I will not eat that which is set apart for the powers to be. And so that's what they're doing today. They're altering things. That's why this is a generation that is so diseased. That's why it's a very sickly generation. Your sons and daughters of this generation don't have the strength, the physical power that when I was growing up. They don't have the bone structure. They don't have the strength of the bones. I played basketball. I played football. I ran track. I played baseball and never had contusions. And we hit. We did all of that. We played sandlock football every day. Every weekend we would play sandlock on Sunday and hit hard like they do in the NFL. Never broken bone. None of those kinds of things. Never. And yet this is a generation that they've been poisoned. Their minds are poisoning. And there is where the powers that be began in the mind. It rules the mind. That is the center of all movements of life. It is the mind. It is the heart of man. So he takes his pinnacle there. His role and his power there. And once you get the mind, then everything else goes. You can control the nucleus of one. You don't have to worry about the other actions or the reactions. They control the actions. They control your reactions. They tell you what to buy, how to buy, how to spend money, what to spend it on. And you react according to how they control you. And Yahweh never intended for that to be. How can you be led by HaKodash Ruah and be led by these extreme powers that manipulate you, that turns your mind away from Torah? How is that Yahweh? How can we be the sons? Because if we are sons, we are led. Every son is led. You don't choose your led. You are no more your own. You have not bought your life. And so how can you be his when you are leading him? It's not so. And that is what the powers that be are doing. Daniel said, I won't eat that. I won't receive that. I won't receive their religious, fleshly religious practices. Because it's based upon traditions. It's based upon white folklores and black traditions. It's not based upon Torah truth. You see, it's one thing about the tribes of Africa. They deal with the tribal traditions. It's one thing about the white Nordics. They deal with the tribal traditions. And everything is based upon that. Yahweh said, not so. It's based upon a pure Torah, a law. It's based upon what I tell you what is true. Not what you think is true, what I show you in Scripture. Well, how do I know you're telling me the truth? Well, the young 16-year-old knows. He has more wisdom than you have. 16? Not even in a country like America? Yet he has enough presence of sense to know that where he's at. He knows that it's not right. He separated himself from the congregation. And yet you always brought him to the congregation. So he could hear. And his heart would be blessed. And his heart would melt. The callousness and the hardness. How can that happen? Because he hears. There's a generation that doesn't hear. Now you said, I will not eat that. And this is a generation. And we are eating every kind of vile thing there is. Every kind of philosophy. Philosophical idea. We're eating those things. And the reason why, because we don't believe that this thing is going to end. And it's going to end, saints. I want to tell you that it's going to end. I don't care. America has to, it has mesmerized the masses of the people. She's hanging by a shoestring. Her whole infrastructure is going to fail. It's already falling. Her market, her stocks, they're going to fall. Her wealth, she has no wealth. We're living on borrowed money. They borrow $1 billion every day to pay debt. And they got you so dumbed down and so ignorant. You don't understand what things are actually taking place. Why? Because they take you over to these fairy tale arenas and these fairy lands. And your mind is so empty and polluted. You eat such trash. Your conversation is empty. It has no substance or no relevance of the things that are taking place. You can't even see. You're blind at your own eyes. You're blind guides. You're blind and you lead each other. You're blind when you go to someone that is blind. You seek someone that is as blind as you to lead you to a blind place. And you both fall into the filth of the ditch. And you look filthy, you act filthy, you smell filthy. Your expression is filthy. It's not clean, it's not right. It doesn't look right. It doesn't project the power of Yahweh. No, I don't project some effeminate weak man. I emanate a man of strength. It is not my physical size or stature at all. Has nothing to do with that. No, I don't emanate someone that is fragile and weak. And I won't emanate that. I know the truth. Why? Because I'm free. I'm free from the powers of the flesh. So he chose, he purposed in his heart. It begins there. Until you began to purpose to please Yahweh, you will never amount to nothing. I don't care who you are. You will never love him. You will serve your demonic powers. You will bring your children under the powers of that. And I'm speaking to you, people here, and you that are listening. And those that will listen. That trust in the powers of me have caused you to captivate the minds of your children. And you can't even read scripture to them and that captivates them. Something is wrong. Don't you know that's the power of a God? When they're more captivated by Spider-Man or Evolution Man or something like that, that's not of Yahweh. And the parents today are so ignorant, they don't know, and they're so full of pride and ignorance, you can't tell them nothing at all today. Your pride, you're going to fall to. Pride go before fall. And you're so haughty, you're going to be destroyed. And that's the truth. It's either this book is a damnable lie or it has the relevance of truth in it. And Yahweh has given man the understanding by the power of his Ruah to know what it says. There was a couple that wrote me from Iowa and said, we don't follow any man. Well, I understood what they said when they said that. So I wrote them back. And I pointed out all the scripture where Shaul said, you follow me as I follow him. You know that what kind of follower I am of Yahweh. You all be followers of me. So the brother immediately wrote me back. Pastor Roberts, I didn't mean it like that. I said, brother, you go to others. You listen to others. You receive from others. So somewhere those men, you're receiving the instruction. And I say, I can name a bunch of men I follow. Kepha, Shaul, Yeshaya, Jeremiah, Obadiah, Nehemiah. I said, I follow them because they follow Yahweh. So he wrote me back and said, Pastor Roberts, that's not what I meant. I said, I understood what you meant. If you read the letter, you will see in the first letter I answered you. I said, I understand what you mean. I understand what men say when they say things like that. I know exactly what they are saying. What was Yahshua Messiah? Was he a Malach? Was he a man? Was he born of a woman? Was he birth of a woman? Well, if he wasn't birth of a woman, then it's a false, fictitious story just like any other god, just like the pantheon of Rome. It's either this was the seed of Yahweh, or it was a seed of deception. And Shatan, the powers to be that rule the kingdom, because he has space to do it, he has sown the seed of deception, and the tares look just like the wheat. And Yahweh said, when the reapers come, just leave them there. Let them tear it together in the world. The world, the field is the world. Just don't worry about them. He said, when the reapers come, they will separate. They will divide. They will take that into the threshing floor. And they're going to thresh. And once they thresh, then the wheat will come out. That which is pure. That which is made of the seed song of Yahweh. So there are many seeds of deception. And the enemy is using them. He's using and he's raising up idols and icons. I recall, what is the man's name that made Star Wars? Lucas? Lucas. The second of that trilogy, I don't know if it's a trilogy or whatever, the second of that trilogy, he said to them, I do not want any of the royalties from the movie. That he could have been guaranteed $300 million just from the royalties from the movie. You understand? He said, I do not want any of that money at all. He said, all I want is the revenue for the funds to sell the rights of Yoda and the swords and all of that. And every parent went and bought their children these demonic forces and opened their hearts to that. And they wonder why they're acting crazy. They wonder why they have no control. When I was a kid, even at your children's age, the little one, we knew how to sit in the tabernacle. 2 or 3 years old, we knew how to sit. My grandmother didn't have to deal with us like she does him all the time. We knew how to sit. We knew how to sit. It was just something there. And there was a fear in us. We knew how to do those things. We knew how to do things orderly. And we did it that way. And now the Lucases and the demonic controlling of the minds of the young ones, they can't sit still for a minute. They don't know how to sit still. They don't know how to be quiet. Why? Because the parents' minds are that way. When you don't set the purpose in your heart to please Yahweh, brothers and sisters, you're going to produce the very same thing. If your offsprings will be the very same thing. And that's the truth, because what is the seed of your heart will be the very same seed of their heart. And that's the truth. We don't want to hear it so cold like that, but that's just the truth. And because what is in you, it has been replicated in them. It has been reproduced in them. It is not that vibrant. It's just what's in you, mother, what's in you, daddy. You produce a seed of that nature. Did Yahshua come from Yahweh? Did he have the nature of his Abba? Was Miriam a virtuous, pure daughter of Zion? And was she yielding and willing to obey Yahweh? Did she obey him? Was Yosef her husband? He desired to put away privately, but he did not do what, because Yahweh spoke to the man and said, that which is in her is ordained of me. You hold fast to her. Did he do it? Sure he did it. And so we don't want to hear things that are just cold and point blank. The young man said, your preaching has softened my heart. I failed every test. That's all right, young brother Noel. If you hear this, that's all right. We fail them too. Hallelujah. You fail yours too. We're such hypocrites. We can't say, it's me. And Yahweh gives us a witness of a 16-year-old kid. You got to wait for someone else so you don't feel bad. So you got to wait for someone else to make yourself feel good because they said, I'm that way. Then they didn't give you some strength to say, well, I'm that way too. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrisy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. What a hypocrisy. As you said, it's me, oh Yahweh. Standing in the need of prayer. You know, they used to say it like that. Not my mother, not my brother, sister, but it's me standing in the need. See, we don't have that kind of mindset. We're such full of darkness. It emanates. I can look at you all. I look at you all. That's why I look at you. I look at everybody here. I get eye contact. Believe me. And I know exactly what's in you. That's why I do that. No, I'm not afraid to look at the folks. No, I don't look down at the pages all the time and just look one way. I don't care whether they want to look at me or not. It makes no difference. I look at you to show you what's in you. He will not eat the food of the king. He will not defile himself. And so if this man, I know what Yahshua says. Now, scripture can't contradict each other. Is that what goes in your belly that defiles you? Scripture says here, defiled him. It says here, he will not eat the meat or drink the wine of the king. I understand what HaMashiach said in that. And that is, he did not mean for us to eat these unclean things. What he was saying, you know, you Pharisees and your religious gale and your religious garment. He said, you don't even have anything at all. You really don't have anything. And what he was saying, you're not defiled. He said, what you have eaten has defiled. You already defiled. You're just filthy as they come already. So to eat with unwashed hands, that has it. He said, you're already that way. But he did not contradict the scripture here. And Daniel will not eat what they ate. Yahweh doesn't intend for us to eat what this world is eating today. He doesn't intend for us to eat from the same table because I know what's on the table. Let me move a little quickly, all right? Scripture says in Zephaniah, Yahweh began to reprove this people of their sins. Ephraim, the house of Yahweh, as he reproves us and show us the things that are just totally opposed to him, diametrically opposed to him. He says in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1. He says, woe to that, to her that polluted, or that filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. Are we not supposed to be a city that sit upon a hill? Yet he said it was a filthy. It was a defiled city. It was an oppressing city. Hallelujah. Way. Why? Look at the four conditions why she's that way. Look why you're this way. You're oppressed. You're filthy. You're defiled. Your mind is defiled. And I'm telling you, parents, I'm telling you, daddies, I'm telling you, mothers, I'm telling you, sons and daughters, I'm telling you that the very vile things of the world that's in your heart, they will seduce you and captivate you. That's why many turn their hearts away from Yahweh. How much you never told us that we're going to know one another by the miracles or the demons we cast out. It's going to be a pure love for Yahweh. Look what he says here. He said, you're filthy now. You're wicked. Why? You will not obey his voice. He speaks to you. Yet we obey the voice of every kind of stranger, don't we? They purport these idols and these wicked men. This, what's her name? Angelicia, whatever name, Joliet. This pervert, she is a woman that loves other women. She has another woman that she sleeps with. She goes to this woman to get her pleasure, and they parade her and this pervert, what's his name, Brad Pitts, around, like that they are the prima donnas of what it is. And now no husband, yet she's pregnant like a Jezebel or dog, and these are the idols of hell they put before your sons and daughters. And you wicked mammies, you perverted daddies, you grab hold of that same trash. You strengthen that. You are the purveyors of it. You bring it into the homes, and they bring the televisions in. These crazy magazines, these curious arts, these satanic magazines, it shouldn't be. These twisted magazines that twist the minds of your sons and daughters. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to pay. I don't care who you are. And you're not going to get by. You think you're getting by, but you're not going to get by. They didn't get by Israel. Yahweh says when the judgment comes, it's going to be like this. That even the parents are going to sod. They're going to boil their children. See, this is a metaphor. This man is killing his daughters. They're going to boil their children. They're going to bake them, and they're going to eat them. Now, that is coming. Oh, I don't believe that. I know you don't believe it. You don't believe this either. But it's coming. He said, first of all, they will not obey my voice. And this is his house, isn't it? You that are oppressed, you that are filth and polluted, receive not correction. How many of you all like correction? Don't like to receive correction. Don't want nobody to correct you. Don't want nobody to tell you how wrong you are. That's a filth and polluted city. My wife was telling me how she was talking to one and the way they responded. Just a filthy wickedness. That's the mindset of this generation today. It doesn't want to receive no correction. No correction. Mothers can't correct their youngest today. You take a little child like that, mother spank his butt. He recalls back and tell what he wants to do. He show what he wants to do. These mothers, and they will condescend and allow that to take place too. I know what I'm saying. You won't get upset with me. That's all right. I'm a tough man too. Yes, I am. I'm tough. No, I'm not impervious to pain, but pain, I can bear a little pain. I said to Brother Ali yesterday, they had that. I wanted to feel because that cow, we're trying to get that cow up. So get on up, heifer. So I'm taking this prod. It's got, 3,000 volts in it? And I'm just prodding this heifer. She's moving too because that thing hurts. Believe me. It hurts. So I said, I want to see why she's doing all that. I said, she's not hurting. And so I took the thing and I put it in my head. Bam! Oh! I said, ah! And so when I did that, my elbow was hurting, but it made it feel a little better. I said, well, that feels good. It made my elbow feel better. I said, Brother Alan, take this thing. Come on, hit me right here. Bam! Ah! Whoa! I see why. I said, give me one right here. Bam! Whoo! But it hurt. You understand? But it sure did make my arm feel good. It did. That thing was so unhurting. But that thing, when I put that fire to it, and when he hit me right here on that part, you could feel the fire burning there. You understand? You could feel the fire. Felt like a fire there. Whoa, that hurts. Huh? And so I'm not frightened off that easily, all right? I'm going to tell us the truth. Whether you love me or not, whether you stand by me or not, it makes no difference. Because that's not going to stop one thing at all. It didn't stop HaMashiach. How many did he have going with him to that to be impaled? It was just them little women. They followed behind him and just weeping because they were doing things by emotion. That's what they were doing now. That's the truth. They didn't want to see nothing happen. Although he had told them, I'm going to this. I'm going to be impaled. They're going to put me on the stake. But it's just their hearts. That's how women are. And that's why they were falling for all. And there was a regard to women in that hour. It's not that today. You understand? And so men had a great regard toward the woman. That's why if a man touched a woman, he had to marry her. And if he touched her and she did not cry out, then they both were stoned to death. But he touched her, she cried out, and he had to marry the woman. He could never divorce her. You understand? Not so today. Everything is touching them today. Everything is touching them. Every kind of vile spirit is touching the daughters today. You understand? It is not of Yahweh. So he said that they cannot obey my voice and they will not receive correction. That's us, isn't it? That's this mindset, this twisted, this bewitched mind. She trusts in Yahweh. She what? She trusts not in Yahweh. Has nothing to do with how it soothes you. It has trusted in Yahweh. And she trusts not in Yahweh. Do we truly, come on, look at your neighbor. I want everyone to look at your neighbor. And ask them the question, do you trust Yahweh? Don't even ask it, just ask them. Come on, turn to someone and look at them like I said. And ask them, do you trust Yahweh? Now they will answer the same way you answer. Sure. Make you feel a little guilty there, doesn't it? Huh? That's your answer right there then. Don't try to hide from it. I'm going to pick you apart. I don't care who you are. That's your answer right there. All right? That's your answer right there. She's like a man asking his wife, do you trust me? She knows what he's doing. She just looks at him. This is his answer. She doesn't need to open her mouth. That's the truth. That's how much you trust him, all right? See, because you're ashamed to ask that, because it shows the condition of your own hearts. Hallelujah. How do you know that, preacher? Because when the Pharisees would ask him questions, he knew what the answer was. He knew why they asked him to. That's why. His word goes out. It does not return to him void. But it goes out to accomplish that for the purpose he has set it to do. And his purpose is to show us what's in him. Period. He's going to continue to do that. So this, we will not obey his voice. We don't like to receive instruction. We don't trust in Yahweh. And we don't even draw near him. He tells us to draw near him with a clean heart. With a pure heart. We don't draw near him. Now you draw your ear to every kind of vile thing there is, now, don't you? Sure you will. Every kind of gossiping. Because it alters the senses of man. It alters our pure conscience. A pure conscience will obey Yahweh. That's what a pure conscience does. It loves to obey Yahweh. When a mind, when a conscience is becoming polluted, then it alters. It's a hypocrisy. It's a falseness there. And when that conscience is seared, it totally disobeys Yahweh. It doesn't draw near to him. It doesn't obey him. It's not corrected by Yahweh. Today, if someone speak a word of correction, we want to refute them and rebuke them because we are above. It's our pride. The scripture tells you, don't correct a fool. Don't even try to correct a stupid fool. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. Don't even try to correct a fool. Just let them know, you're a fool, woman. You're a fool, man. I just tell you that. You only correct a wise man. Because when you correct a wise man, he loves you. He becomes wiser. A fool will hate you. They will begin to show you every blot that you have. And they can never see what they have. That's a stupid individual. Why the mind has been altered that way. Why? Why, brothers and sisters, hear me. Because we will not allow Yahweh to instruct us. And this is the tool of Shaitan. That's why our bodies are all out of kilter. That's why our minds are out of kilter. That's why some of y'all, I'm going to say this, whether you appreciate it or not. That's why some of y'all physically, you can't even get out and walk. You can't do anything. Why? Because the mind is so messed up. The body is so messed up because the seed of deception we've been eating. It's nothing like the mind of man. Yahweh put that thing there. He put it in Adam that it named everything. Can you imagine having a conversation with Yahweh? What would you say? What would you talk about? Tell me. What would you talk about if you talk with him? You wouldn't know what to say. Yet Adam did, didn't he? He said, what is that, Adam? He said, that's a cow. That's a cow right there. Sheep. Looking like goat. That's what it is. Sheep and a goat. What is that? Boy, that's mighty. That's an elephant. Tall, skinny neck like a giraffe. Well, he may not have said them in those expressions, but that's what he said, all right? And he did all that. We can't remember five scriptures. You can look to your neighbor and say, can you quote five? Come on, look to your neighbor and say, can you quote five? Huh? You see, your mind can't even pull up three. Hallelujah, way. Judge you what's in you, where your time has been spent, how twisted your mind is. How can we say we truly love him when our mind do not articulate him? We don't think about him. That's not true. Something is twisted in us. Something is twisted. You got enough time to do every kind of foolish thing, to talk on everything, and you can't take 10 minutes to learn one scripture in a day? You're twisted. You're twisted. You're sick. When you're not intrigued with scripture, when you don't like love scripture, something is wrong. When your heart doesn't gravitate to scripture, when you don't think on scripture, everything I see the correlation in scripture, I don't care what it is. I look at everything through scripture. I look at everything through that front lens. Everything through scripture. I don't care what it is. I see what's taking place. And it's going to become increasingly worse. You watch what I tell you. America. She is the cauldron of deception. She's deceived all you. She deceived the young women. She's deceived the young man. Remove them from any loyalty to Yahweh, to some fleshly loyalty. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to die. There have been 8 murders in Charlotte this year. And over 80% of them have been someone under 16 years old. All of them. Already. Sure it has. For some reason, this vile nation that has no true constitution but a little piece of paper by some corrupt men, slave owners and rich perverts, greedy dogs, that's what they were. My constitution is based from the Shemayans. I don't care what nation, if they follow this constitution, the Torah of Yahweh, they do right. They live right by the nation. They don't have to worry about Iran and Iraq. They don't have to go bomb those countries. They don't have to worry about North Korea. They don't have to worry about Russia if they live by this Torah. But they don't live by that. They've set their own laws and their own bylaws. It's a nation was based upon one of the greatest deceptions upon the face of the earth. And that's what it does. It is a false illusion here in this country. That's why everyone will chance their lives coming from Mexico for some false illusion. They live 15, 20 deep in a house there. They come here and live 15, 20 deep in a house. And they what may give them any significance of identity because they buy a car, take a picture of it, send it back home. That is so stupid. I was reading an article yesterday about this black journalist from the Washington Post. She said that black people, I didn't say it, she said it. There's one thing about black people that they think that having something big or owning something make them what they are because they are people that things make them. And that shouldn't be. He is the one that made us in his power, in his image, and so we ought to emanate his purpose and nothing else. And that's the truth. You know, he's going to tear this mess down to hell. And that's the truth. That is the truth. He's going to tear down. This world is wicked. They over there in the Ivory Coast, they say anything that is white and French, they're trying to kill. Why? Because they said you stole our country. You've taken everything. You've taken all of our riches. And now we're going to raise hell. Why? No jobs. You go in there and rob the people of their wealth and cause them to be in servitude. That's what this rich powers are doing. And they're not run by men of color. They're run by the elitist Caucasians of the world. You can reject that all you want to. It's the truth. Nobody wants to say it, I'll say it. And that's who run things. They're the white men, they're Caucasians, they run the world. Say what you want to. They run the world and they're devious and they're wicked in their ways. And they introduce wicked things. Why? Because the powers that be rules. This is a wicked generation. I'm not afraid of white people or black people. I don't care if we had one white man or no white folks or no blacks. I was still preaching like this. And let's deal with the realities of life and the truth. And so the whole concept of man is persuaded. Twisted. Everything they do is so twisted and persuaded by the powers of hell. They've robbed the world. This Roman entity that stretches tentacles. Let me tell you something, people. I want to tell you something. You that are listening. We always want to think that America is the greatest nation. Can I tell you something? This heathen generation, there have been nations, the Roman Empire was greater than this. The Medo-Persian kingdom was greater than this. Do you understand that? Oh, they did not have computers like we have, but they should could do something with those sphinx and those pyramids that this ignorant country and the world finest minds cannot figure out today. Every block was hewn. When they put it in place, it just... Charlemagne built a temple, didn't have to do no trim, it didn't have to do no shaving, didn't have to... You heard no hammer, no nothing, everything is... And they certainly did not have no computers to diagram it, to lay it out in 50, 60,000 different ways. Every kind of cubicle, they had a mind. Why? Because the mind was in tune with Yahweh. It was a mindset that was pure. When he ordered the lumber from Lebanon, he told them how to cut it. And it had to be cut right. Then they get into the site. Everything fit jointly in place. So don't tell me there were kingdoms, the Babylonian kingdom, riches and power and wealth. A stupid generation. Well, what were they? Were they nations established by God? Yes, they were established by the gods. Dumb generation think that America, because you got televisions and big gas guzzling cars, folks sick in the neighborhoods, depleting the oxygen. I don't care what you say. That's why we have so many respiratory diseases, so many allergies in our bodies. Why? Because Yahweh never intended for us to breathe this. He never intended for us to breathe this kind of air. And that's why our bodies are the way they are. And that's why we function the way we are, brothers and sisters. Because of these kinds of things. He said, I'm going to destroy them that destroy the earth. And he's going to destroy them. He's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. Bow down and worship me. Eat my bread. And I give you the kingdom of the world. They're mine. Whoever I want to give, I can give. I can make rich who I want to. No, you're not going to get rich. If you won the lottery, $50 million, you'll be broke within 2 years. Every dime was squandered through your hand. That's the truth. And so they brought a people and the world into such captivity that they're eating the flesh of swine. And I was listening. As China has devalued its currency to 45 to 65%. And so the America tells them all the time, come on, raise it up. And she says, no. And she says to America, she said, even if we raise it, we have enough cheap labor to import things that we will still be viable and strong. And I said to my wife, I said, they're raising up a people for slaves, dollar a day, for nothing. And they control the minds of the people with advertisement, a little colorful brochure. Wouldn't you like to have that? And so they spend all of their days working for that. All of that. They spend all their days trying to get a television, trying to get a washing machine, trying to get a few little old things. They say, we still got power because we got 900 million people that would love to work. And they don't mind working for $20 a month. They don't mind working for $50 a month. An engineer doesn't mind becoming an engineer knowing that he's going to make or she's going to make $80 a month. Doctor knows he's going to make $100 a month and he's satisfied with that. So they raise them up. The mindset of this generation. One that will not obey Yahweh. Will that not receive correction? One that will not hear his voice. And this is a generation that doesn't draw close to no one. You don't draw close to brothers and sisters. See, you will know how close you get to him, how you draw close to one another. How do I know that? Because Joshua said it. Men will know that you're disciplined by Yahweh. The love you have for one another.